Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bing. I just discovered something about this TriCaster we have here. You know what? I haven't turned my numbers 2 and 3 cameras on in a long time. But anyway, every time I turn this thing on, every time I turn this TriCaster on, it screen grabs that image of me turning it on. The first thing that it sees, it screen grabs that. I was wondering, what the fuck is this? Is this thing recording? Is it keeping, like, video clips or something? Because I kept seeing myself, but in the same position like this. Or is this thing is screen grabbing a shot of me every time it turns on? Not that it's any problem that you have, but I don't dig it. I love this Jerry Jones, no shareable timetable for a decision on Jason Garrett's future. If I was Jason Garrett, I'd quit. I guess he wouldn't get his severance money and stuff like that. He can't, you know, that's fucked up, because if he quits, he's going to be out whatever kind of severance package they've negotiated for him. Because you know they got some deal there where they're going to pay him off. But he's going to have to sit around and be humiliated, you know. Not that I'm paying attention to football this year, but I'm really not. You know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, Phil, sometimes I know you don't want to. I don't know if you want to talk about, but I thought it'd be interesting for you to talk about this guy for the what's his name? The guy who's the head coach. Oh, you know what I gotta do? I gotta jack this. Yeah, the guy who's the head coach for the. Sorry.
Test. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2. God damn it.
Phil, it's Tom Dovka. That's you're not doing it, jack it up. Yeah, Phil, I wanted to ask you about this guy, Jason Garrett, you know.
The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the head coach of the guy. You got right up on the phone, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
Well, you went like, the head coach. No, yeah, it's the...
Tom, don't you... I know I got to take your phone calls, but...
You don't have to take my phone call. I was wondering, it's Jason Garrett. Have you got any news? I like to hear about... It's something that gives those of us in the radio executive suites... You understand? It's something to let your audience in on. We like to listen and hear about guys that are about to lose their jobs, because that's something that we do.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, Phil, you just got to get over it, okay?
All right, so it's something you like to do.
Well, no, we enjoy keeping guys dangling, and they can wait over the weekend, and we'll tell them what's going to happen to them, you know. But I haven't been able to do that lately because it ain't radio anymore, you know. It's not the way it used to be.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys that you can fuck with now, right?
I don't appreciate the language. Boy, you know what? You're fired.
You can't fire me.
I know I can't, but I have to be able to say those words. You're fired. I know you're not fired, but I wanted to say.
Anyway, Tom Dovka's with us, wasting his time and ours. So what did you want to...
Hey, what do you know about this Jason Garrett?
Nothing. They haven't said anything.
They haven't said anything. Yeah, that's the way I like. But he's on pins and needles, right?
But what I understand is Jerry Jones's comment was 1, 2, 3, 4. What I... Burp. All right. Excuse me. Jesus, this guy, is that guy a real head coach for the Browns? They're showing a guy, PFT commenter who I just love. This guy's a fucking hysterical guy. He posted about, was this an hour ago? A picture of a guy with the Browns, a head coach of the Browns who's like unbelievably fucking obese. Testing 1, 2, 3. So... Not that I keep track of these things, but, you know, it's always interesting. PFT commentator, wait a minute, or commenter, PFT commenter is this young man who listened to me for a long time. And, in fact, he and I had occasion to speak, and he was quoted in an article talking about my show. And he's just so happens, I like his Twitter feed, he's a very funny guy. I can't remember his fucking name now because the cat's never, he never mentions his name. Who is this guy's name? Him... You know, the other guy, man, I'm trying to think. Yeah, he hosts Pardon My Take. He's got almost like 1 million followers on Twitter. It's just a phenomenal fucking and he was misspelling his tweets for the longest time, and I didn't get it. The guy that he listened to and used to enjoy the way I would fuck with people, I didn't get the fact that he was a put on too. So I would say, "You're misspelling words." And he'd be like, "Yeah." I think he probably thought I was kidding him. You know, that's how my life has gone. All right, cool. So we have lots of people checking in on the BSP line here who want to be interviewed Friday night. We've already scheduled someone. I'm going to have to collate all of these phone numbers that we're getting. So we got a lot of cats checking in. Bree, Tina, Naomi, Rory, Josh, Kevin Norby, who is, and also John. And Kevin Norby, he's the firefighter from Minnesota. That guy, I owe that guy a fucking autograph. That's the guy. God, Henry.
Hey, Henry, you know, this is Tom Bavka. Hey, Tom Bavka here. And
this is General Kalen Shaw. And see, Bobby was good. Oh, that's what I was looking for.
And Margaret's voice is back. It's, you know, it's not 100. It is 100%. I just have to loosen up. It feels as if it's back.
So you're all right.
Don't tell me. Are you hosting?
Yes.
Why am I being passed over all the time?
Margaret, I think it's because, I don't know.
Well, this is going to end.
Yeah, Ms. Green, I'm supposed to comment on it.
Yeah, Phil said don't comment on it.
Oh, Phil said. And where did you hear this?
He had a meeting with us.
He had a meeting with you chumps.
Look, Margaret, you know, I'm not the guy that didn't make this world. Louis Tiant. Anybody remember that name? Louis Tiant, the pitcher? Watch this kick, man. You guys can't see it, but he had this great... Oh, is that Louis? Yeah. He had almost a 180 turn. He had almost a 180 turn. His back to the pitcher. Raised that fucking left leg up high in the air. And then came back around. So the leg kick... All of this was done away from the batter. So Louis Tiant, if I could describe this, would go, he started from a set motion, like he was checking batters, you know. Then he would turn his back, his number facing the batter. His left leg would go up. Then he'd turn, bring that leg down. As he was turning, the leg came down, and he'd throw the ball. And it was really disquieting for batters to see that whole, you know, crazy ass shit, because you know part of it's a fucking game where they're fucking with each other's heads, and I try to tell people they don't fucking listen to me. I'm always trying to tell people, but I tell a lot of the younger kids that never saw Willie Stargell. I go, "What do you mean he pinwheeled the bat?" I said, "Listen to me, man. Stargell did this all the time. Willie Stargell did three distinct warm-up swings, and he did it in a way that I can't even describe it. He did it like the bat weighed a ton. He would." Swing it, and then bring it down, and bring it back, and then swing it, bring it down, bring it back. And then he would pinwheel it, one, two, three, and set. And if you're a pitcher, and you're looking at this shit, you know, your pitcher instead of this shit is like you're transfixed by what this whole thing that Willie Stargell's doing. Who are they looking at now? I'm looking at Major League Baseball. And you got Willie Stargell, one of the great power hitters of all time, and he's come to the plate against your ass, and he gets a hold of one, and you can just, you know, call NASA or somebody. Call fucking NORAD to track the flight of that goddamn thing. Here's Louis. They're showing Louis Tiant out of the stretch in the 75 series. There's that big kick. Man, he just fanned some fucking people in that, whatever game that was, because the Red Sox eventually lost the goddamn series. But here's Tiant. He got a base hit in the game. Am I thinking of the right guy? Who was the first baseman for the guy that was married to Nancy Lopez for the Mets? Ray Knight. That's the guy. Jesus Christ, Tiant. They just showed him. Pete Rose got it. So he won his start. So they're mobbing him. Big, big win for him. They showed Rose getting a hit off this guy. Oh, look at these fucking Boston. They're showing his Boston pitchers in the 75 series against the Reds. Who's against Johnny Bench? This guy's got a curveball that just... Now they're tagging these fucking Red Sox pitchers. Just tagging the shit out of them. Now here comes... What's his face? The catcher. Carlton? What's that guy's name?
Carlton Fisk. Oh, now they're tagging. Now they're touching up fucking Tion. I guess they'd seen enough of him. But it was quite a hell of a series. It was crazy. Bernie Carbo, it was just crazy. Johnny Bench, first home run in the World Series. But this goddamn guy, Louis Tion, would go right into that fucking twisting windup, the kick, everything, with his back to the hitter. Unlike, like, say, Juan Marichal or even Koufax, they had that big high kick right in the face of the hitter's face. But not Tion. Goes into this 180 turn, the kick, then he came around, and holy Christ, it was a devastating thing if you weren't ready for it, you know, and if you're looking at this shit. So it's all kind of that head game thing they did. I thought it was really interesting. And then the whole thing I said about Stargell, Willie Stargell, man, that was very distinctive. That pinwheeling that bat three times. You go and look at any tape you want of Willie Stargell, and he does that, pinwheels that fucking bat, and then sets. And the pitcher's like this, huh? You know, I'm going to throw a baseball at this guy. I'm going to try to get a baseball past this guy. All right, man. And Stargell said something that is said by all the greats. All of the great ones always say the same thing. In order to win, you have to be having a good time. You have to be enjoying yourself. Okay, you know, as I'm always telling you guys, now I'm not one of the greats, but I'm just saying that I learned this in my life. I got to be having fun. I got to be enjoying. I got to be laughing at my own shit, you know. Nobody else may be laughing at it, but the beginning stages of everything starts with how do you feel about what you're doing. So Stargell said in that 1979 series, I think it was 79 against the Orioles, he said, and I quote, "We started to play country baseball." And what he meant by that was we just got rid of the guy. I think he was talking about the drive toward the World Series. He says, we were too up in our own heads. We were working too hard. We were looking at tape. He said, we just decided to go and get our uniforms dirty and have fun. And, you know, that was it. I don't know what I'm talking about, you know. Don't listen to me. I don't know anything. You know. Okay. Oh, we got a lot of people to choose from for our first ever, not our first ever. This is our first ever. Phil will select a name. All right, now let me look and see here. Look at this. Okay. You're welcome, Bree. So Bree has sent her phone number in to me. I don't know, by tomorrow morning there's going to be like 9 million fucking messages here. I just want to see what's the story. Morning Glory. My main girl here, Bobby Dulululi. Duli. Bobby Duli. Oh, yeah, so I made chili using that Beyond Meat shit. Now, let me just tell you this. It's 360 calories for one packet of that. What I got six servings, 60 calories. So that's 360 calories. And I used three. I could have used two. I could have gotten away with two. I think it's a pound, something like that. Beyond Meat. Okay, those Cuban-style pinto beans that are 100 calories a serving, so there's three servings to a can. Okay, I use two cans of that, so that's 600 calories. It's still well under 1,000. And then, those are the only things that are really calorie-laden. Everything else is, you don't even really have to count fucking tomatoes and shit like that, I suppose, but not really. So I use two cans of diced tomatoes, and I got a jar of fucking medium hot salsa. It's got nothing in it but tomatoes and, you know, all real zero calorie stuff. And I threw that in because it had a bunch of like jalapenos in it and stuff like that. And then that's it. And then you just season that son of a bitch the way you want to. I got onion powder. I got garlic powder. I don't use salts because it's sodium and sodium's fucked up, especially when you're a guy my age, especially when your own father, my dad, died from fucking strokes, man. This dude, he had bad hypertension, I think. And I tend to have hypertension too, so I got to watch my shit. That's why I know you occasionally see me drinking one of these. I don't drink this shit near as much as I used to. I drink a lot of water now, but Cesar Geronimo, his second home run. So I had that. So I made that the other night. And anyway, and what else? I'm going to think of what else I put in it. Oh, cumin,
It was fucking fantastic, I'm telling you. It was fantastic. You might as well be eating ground beef. I'm dead serious. And I just saw that report and I retweeted it from Jane Wells, our close personal friend over there at CNBC, even though she's kind of like a, well, never mind. I was going to say a Donald Trump fan. But hey, that's okay. Jane knows business, so she's smart. But Jane had a whole report on these peas. These are peas that are being used in the Beyond Meat formula. I don't know what kind, super growth peas, some kind of shit like that. And there's a good market for it here in the States because of the meatless proteins like Beyond Meat and so forth. And they need it. They need the business because the China market and the Indian market are affected by these tariffs. It hasn't brought the business back 100%, but at least it's something, right? And she was doing a report on this from, I think it was Montana. That's where they're growing these. So I recommend it, man. Give it a try. You can't, I don't recommend, you could if you want, I guess, make a hamburger out of it. I haven't done that. And I don't really, you know, it's not my thing, man. I push comes to shove. If I really, really am jonesing for a hamburger, and I haven't in years, I guess maybe, okay, I'll break down. This is why I'm not entirely vegan or vegetarian. I'll break down and get a goddamn turkey burger, some shit like that, you know, or whatever. I don't think they make, well, maybe they do. I think they probably make a really good meatless protein patty. I'll have to look for it. So I recommend it, man. It's really good. And like I said, this chili was fantastic. The thing about chili is, and this is something that I know, but I still am too fucking lazy to do anything about it, is that test 1-2-1-2-1-2. The thing about chili is test 1-2-1-2-1-2. Test 1-2-1-2-1-2. The thing about chili, and I'm talking like this at this level. It's not made with tomatoes. It's not made with tomato sauce. It's not made with tomato paste. It's got nothing fucking whatsoever to do with tomatoes. Chili has chilies in it. And I'm not raising my voice to you guys. I got to remind myself. You got to get chilies and you blend them. You literally puree it. You liquefy it in a Cuisinart or something like that. What's the score now? 13-7. You liquefy the goddamn chili. You get yourself some chili that isn't going to burn your goddamn the inside of your mouth out so you look like Javier Bardem or whatever the hell. What's that cat's name? Remember in, was it Skyfall where he took out the prosthetic teeth? That's from eating too much fucking habanero chili, man. No, but, so that's what you do, brother. You get yourself the chilies and you get one that isn't really hot, a red chili that's not going to murder you. But that's what that's the base of chili. It's not tomatoes, not tomato sauce at all. And I use tomatoes because I'm a lazy motherfucker, right? And I don't have a good Cuisinart, to be honest. I could just fucking buy one, but what would that do? You know, I could buy one, but then that would mean I'd have to actually do the work, you know. So wait a minute, man. Test 1-2-3-4-5. All right, now. What are we doing with Bobby, man? What is the story with this bitch? Henry, come on, bitch. What are you doing? Oh, would you fuck off and die? Jesus H. Christ.
Right. Thank you, Phil. It's really interesting. A lot of what we're doing.
I like it, too. And, most of what everybody's been talking about.
What did you just say? No one understands what you're saying, Steve.
I said I like it, too, because of what people are talking about.
You like it, too, because of what people are talking. You know, you sound like such a stumble bum. This is Bobby Dooley. Hi, Phil. It's Bobby. And, we're enjoying ourselves. We're enjoying ourselves. We're having a wonderful time.
This is a riot. Brown is my favorite color. Congratulations, Brenda Clavendale of Morton, Indiana, sending you Bobby Dooley gear. What the fuck? Testing. Testing 1-2-3-4. All right, so, and then we have Tom hanging on by pins and needles. He just loves to hear guys that are about to get fired. Who are these assholes? Both on field, both off field. Huh? They got a new quarterback in there? Who's the quarterback? Testing 1-2.
Testing 1, 2.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Jesus fucking Christ, I am so fucking tired. Dude, you guys are sending me this shit. You know, dude, these files are corrupted, man. Okay, now I'm going to get some fucking song and a dance back from these cats, man. The copy they're sending me from Podcast 1, somehow the attachment is corrupted because every time I try to just go to print, the whole email just shuts closes out. So I'm assuming that there's something, they're using a new program or some shit. So I got to copy and paste this goddamn shit, and it's just a time waster, even though all I've been doing is sitting here watching football, so, you know. And, ooh, San Francisco on the doorstep. I thought you didn't watch football, Phil. I don't. Some of these attachments corrupted, I have to copy and paste them onto a Word doc before I can print. Did you change anything? Did you change anything? So what I'll do here is, oh, that's great. So now I only have two of these motherfucking programs. What happened to the third? What the hell happened, man? BetOnline and Podcast 1 promo. This Happy Holidays promo sounds like it's not exactly very timely. You dig what I'm saying? All right. Let's see. What do we want to do here, man? Oh, shit. Don't fucking tell me, man. No, man. Don't fucking do this to me, man. Oh, shit. I don't fucking believe this goddamn shit. Oh, I thought we had a major fucking problem again. Every now and again, man, we lose the audio on our audio connect between a computer and the board. And we've seemed to have been able to defeat that because...
Welcome to The Phil Henry. The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by... Slob Brothers. Slob Brothers Breweries. Big, thick, tall. The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Slob Brothers Breweries. Hi, I'm Charlie Tuna. Hi, this is Charlie Tuna. The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Slob Brothers Breweries. For 61 years, they have been pumping it out, you've been sucking it down, and you don't care how it tastes. Now do you? Slob Brothers. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What the fuck?